Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 of the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Menzies, the president of Eastern Bank and Trust, an outstanding community bank in the Eastern Shore of Maryland, over there where the women are beautiful and the men are sturdy and the children are smart and the geese are everywhere. Right, Mike?
And we only take the jimmies out of the river.
They only eat the jimmies, not the sooks, right?
That's right. Yeah, make sure your audience knows that the jimmies are the big, fat, beautiful male crabs.
That's right. Not
the sooks are the females.
That's right.
And those Virginians, those people down in Virginia, eat the sooks.
They eat both of them.
That's right. Awful.
We got to get straightened out, folks. I'm glad we got that worked out. So we're talking about the health and the well-being of community banks. And, folks, I've said this 1,000 times before. I'm going to say it 1,000 times more. And I'm going to say it again right now. If you're a small business owner, you need to be doing business with a community bank. It will never hurt you, and it probably, I'm telling you, if Mike, and you've heard me say this before, if it weren't for a community bank, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. And I promise you, there are millions of small business owners out there who will say the same thing. Their community bank believed in them when nobody else would, because at a community bank, you're given credit for having character. If you have character, you'll get credit for that when you do business with a community bank. And, you know, Mike, as a small business, we need that extra help.
Well, no question about it, and we need that help together. Mm-hmm. The great thing about community banks is that they have a partnership relationship, not a transaction relationship.
It is really a relationship. What is the overall health of community banks right now?
Well, great question. You know, the banking industry, who was it, Truman, who held the newspaper talking about his defeat?
Right.
And, well, I can report to you, as has the FDIC, that the community banking industry has not been defeated. And while our business models have changed, and they clearly have changed in terms of just hiring the expertise and putting it on staff to doing everything that we can to continue to develop our staff, but using outsourced solutions mm-hmm. of all kinds, and you promote very, very properly companies like Insperity and like Business Plan Pro. Those are tools that the community banks can and do use in order to serve their customers better, but not just grow their overhead, but grow the skills of their associates. And I think that business model change may well be the case with much of Small Business America, mm-hmm. is that we're getting the experts to deliver to us expert solution from an outsourced standpoint at a time when all of the overhead, be it healthcare taxes or whatever, are growing. That's part of the business model change I perceive. While the community banks have gone from some 9,000 banks in 2008 to about 7,000 or so today, and they may shrink by another 300 or so a year over the next over the rest of the decade from different types of consolidation, those community banks will remain community banks. And the world of failures has pretty much concluded.
Mm-hmm. Do you see if somebody came to you right now and said, I put together a group of investors and we want to start a community bank, would you recommend that to someone from scratch? Start one from scratch like your bank was?
The challenge there, James, would certainly be whether the regulators would approve it.
Ah.
And it's clear, totally clear, because the number of charters that have been approved by the regulators over the past two or three years have been almost non-existent, mm-hmm. literally. I mean,
is that because? But that's not because people haven't wanted to do them. It's because they haven't approved them.
They haven't approved the charters because I think they're deliberating whether it's value added to the community and to our economy.
And that attitude, not wanting to approve charters, is something that is troubling to me, Mike.
Well, I can appreciate that. I think the regulatory perspective is that throughout history there have been times when they simply approved charters aggressively, and that right. didn't necessarily serve communities well.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think that they need to look seriously at allowing these banks to be formed.
We've got to try to, as banks fail and are consolidated, we got to find replacements for them, Mike, because we need Main Street banking. Hey, Mike, thanks again for being here. Well done today.
James, my pleasure as always.
Thanks a lot. See you next time. EastonBankandTrust.com, by the way, folks. That's Mike's website, EastonBankandTrust.com. Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blessingame reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.